1, 2, 3.
We can just start by you telling me your full name. What is your full name?
My full name.
And where were you born? What part of Maine were you born in?
Just kind of this hills. Suburb, I guess you'd say.
The suburbs of Macon.
Did you work at any time?
Have you ever worked? Well, I did for a short while. Before I married, I worked in Dave's unit for my brother's self. The grocery business. I was his secretary.
Oh, I see. Have you made a home anywhere else other than Macon, or have you just...
No, I've always lived in Macon.
Where were your parents born?
I'm not sure. They were born in Monroe County or in Bibb County.
I see. What did your mother and father do? What did your father do?
Well, he lived out on a farm for a long time until he got up in years, and then after he was moved to Macon, he had some back trouble, and he really didn't do anything much.
Mm-hmm.
Justice of Peace, I believe he was, though, at one time. That was all.
Oh, I see. Did you go to school?
Mm-hmm.
What school did you go to?
Oh, I went to Winship.
Mm-hmm. What grades did you attend while you were in school?
Well, I went through the 7th grade there, then to a high school,
mm-hmm.
Gresham High School at that time.
Gresham isn't anymore?
No, it's not anymore.
Oh. Was this a girls' school?
It was a girls' school.
Mm-hmm. And it's just recently changed, I believe, hasn't it? Just recently changed where they have a mixed group?
No, Macon still has divided schools.
Oh, it does?
No.
No, it don't.
They together.
Yeah, they're together.
Mm-hmm. The boys and girls over here.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
My
uh-huh.
children are in private school, so.
But I believe that the boys went to down there for a while at Gresham, but they weren't in. They were in different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Rooms. I believe that was the way it was.
Oh, I see.
And then they had Lanier for boys and Gresham for the girls, and later.
Uh-huh.
I see. Then. The movie up here.
I see. What is your husband? Was your husband's name?
Oh, Phil Cook Sheely.
Mm-hmm. And was he born in Macon also?
No, he was born in Montezuma. I mean, at the Overlaw.
Oh, I see. And what did he do? What was his occupation?
He was with the railroad about 32, and then he was in insurance business. He was an insurance agent at his death.
Oh, I see. And your children?
With this daughter that's just gone out, she works down at Warner Robins. And then I have a son that works at Warner Robins. He and his wife both work at Warner Robins. And then I have a daughter that lives out in Arkansas.
Oh.
Jacksonville, Arkansas.
So you can kind of travel all around, huh?
Well, the one in
or do they travel to you?
They've been my son lives here, and then my daughter lives here. I've been out to Arkansas 3 times, and then she lived in North Dakota 1 time, and I went out there once to see her, and she's wanted me to come down, but I'm not sure I can make the trip or not.
Oh, yeah. I guess you would fly it, wouldn't you?
Well,
if you fly, they take good care of you.
That's what they say, but I just feel like it would make me, my head swim if I had to get in a plane. I never have flown.
Oh, Aunt Rory hadn't flown, had she? Mm-hmm. And then she thought it was the most wonderful thing on earth now, you know.
Well, I asked Dr. Hall, he's my bone specialist, when I was in the hospital recently. He said, well, Ann, you know, flying would be much easier. But I said, well, I just feel like I couldn't. He said, well, I felt that way too the first time. I said, it was easier. And he said, I think it would be easier. But I said, what if we did go in a car while we'd travel a while and stop? And then we'd stop and spend the night, you know.
Yeah.
So my daughter's very anxious for me to come.